Takeaway English from the BBC.
The Queen has celebrated her official birthday with the Trooping the Colour parade in central London. Thousands of spectators joined the Queen and the Duke of Edinburgh at the annual military spectacle that has been performed for centuries at Horse Guards Parade in Whitehall. This year, there were more than 1,100 soldiers taking part in the display of military pomp and pageantry on Horse Guards Parade. The route along the Mall was lined by members of the Foot Guards regiments of the Household Division, wearing bearskin hats and red tunics. After the Queen took the salute, the royals headed back to Buckingham Palace to gather on the balcony. The Queen and the Duke of Edinburgh also watched one of the biggest flypasts in recent years to mark the 90th anniversary of the RAF. The planes taking part ranged from a 68-year-old Spitfire to the RAF's newest aircraft, the Typhoon. The Queen's actual birthday was on the 21st of April, when she turned 82. The term trooping the colour comes from an old military tradition. Before a battle, colours or flags were carried or trooped along the ranks of soldiers so they could be seen and recognised. In 1748, it was decided the trooping would also be used to honour the sovereign's birthday. In an interview with the BBC, Prince Charles said trooping the colour was a stirring and moving occasion. It's splendidly British, and I hope it will go on for as long as possible, because I think the world would be a sadder, drearier, and greyer place without it, he said.